500,000 people have died in the U.S. from COVID since the pandemic hit this country about a year ago. To remember some of those who lost their lives, NPR is sharing the music they loved and hearing stories from their friends and families. We are calling our tribute Songs of Remembrance. This one is for Frank Nguyen of Aurora, Colorado, who died on November 23rd of last year. He was 40 years old. Here's his younger sister, Kim Nguyen, remembering her brother.
Growing up, my brother and I were very close. As children, we bickered, but he was always there for me. As I think about my brother, Frank, and just reminisce about my memories of him, a lot of it is centered around music. He and I, growing up when we were in high school, we would drive around in his car, and he always had something playing at full blast. And a lot of it was electronic music, but in particular, Depeche Mode. At that time, Ultra came out, and he just ate it. And I think that was a very, very pivotal time in his life when that album came out, and it hit so many notes for him. I think that my brother was definitely the type of person that when he was passionate about something, he wanted to share it with everybody that he could. I remember a few years back, there was a karaoke party. It was a busy karaoke bar in downtown Denver. And the first song that he performed was Walking in My Shoes by Depeche Mode. He did not care what the crowd was feeling. He just wanted to do that song. As a little sister watching my older brother go up and perform, that was a funny thing to see, a little embarrassing too. A couple of days after he had passed away, I remember just having a few moments to myself, and I had my music streaming just on random songs, and Depeche Mode's Home came up, and you know, the song has this big orchestral wind up to the chorus where it says, "And I thank you for bringing me here, for showing me home." For singing these tears. Finally, I found that I belong here. It transported me back to those high school years, being in the car, listening to the song at full blast, and I felt like it was my brother talking to me. And I felt like it was his way of sending a message and just trying to figure out where I go from here, where my family goes from here, and what we do to honor his life and legacy. That song helped me because it felt like a message, him letting us know that things were gonna be okay, or at least he was okay.
That was Kim Nguyen, remembering her brother, Frank, who died from COVID. You can visit our tribute, NPR Songs of Remembrance, at npr.org.